Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today. Today is January the 23rd, and our Bible reading portion is from Exodus chapters 16 to 18. Do not complain against God. For over 400 years, the Israelites have been living in the fertile land of Goshen in Egypt. Now, they were gloriously delivered from bondage and were traveling through the wilderness. Instead of focusing on their glorious redemption from slavery, they soon started complaining against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness, which were actually complaints against God. And we read that in Exodus chapter 16, verses 7 and 8. They focused on their physical needs, little knowing that God was teaching them to trust in God's provisions alone. This is what we read. Then the whole congregation of the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said to them, "Oh, that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat and we ate bread to the full. For you have brought us into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." We read that in Exodus 16 verses 2 and 3. God heard their complaints and provided them bread in the morning and meat in the evening daily. And the Lord spoke to Moses saying, "I have heard the complaints of the children of Israel. Speak to them saying, at twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God." Exodus 16, 11 and 12. After a while, they again started complaining for water. And we read that in Exodus 17 verse 3. And God provided them plentiful water to satisfy their thirst from the rock. Their complaining continued all the way through the wilderness journey, even until the Israelites reached the outskirts of Canaan. Eventually, God became very angry at the endless complaints of the Israelites and consumed many of them through fire, and finally decided that none of the people who complained would enter the promised land except for Joshua and Caleb. Such a tragic ending to the people of God who could not reach their destination because they were constantly complaining and not trusting in God. Apostle Paul takes example from the Old Testament and exhorts us clearly that we should not complain, as some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 10 and 11. Again in Philippians chapter 2 verses 14 and 15 he warns us, "Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world." Let us never complain against God, no matter what adversities come in our lives.